You are listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller, talking in our monthly conversation with Carbondale leadership. Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams, both in studio. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. We spent a little bit of time, Mayor, last time you were in last month, talking about the announced closure of the Macy's store in Carbondale. Yeah. You mentioned at the time that there were some things in the works, and we heard announcement of that coming yesterday, or at least part of that, with some new development within the University Mall. They're going to revitalize the theater that's there. How important are these kind of trades in good and bad news when it comes to the economy?
Well, that's just the way it works in today's economy. You know, a lot of the large chain stores are having to make some adjustments to what they're doing and adjustments to their footprint, and then we come along and get a new movie theater. So, and we have various other businesses still remodeling their present storefronts and new ones coming in, like Home Goods.
Sure. Those types of things, you know, there are a lot of moving parts with that, Gary. I know that, you know, the buildings owners will do a lot of negotiation, but how involved is the city in attracting some of these things to town, and what kind of incentives can you offer?
Well, for the national chains, not a lot. Most of those companies are very sophisticated, and they've done this. You know, they've done development all over the country, and they understand the process. They understand how to, you know, look at zoning regulations in municipalities, and so we don't have a lot of interaction with those companies. Other than the incentives, right? And so most of those commercial areas are in the enterprise zone, and so we can help them, you know, get their necessary certificates and you know, guide them in that way.
Sure. I know a lot of work has gone into revitalization of places downtown. There are some new businesses going in. You're working towards this multimodal transportation center on the Strip in Carbondale. A lot of people are talking about, is this a renewal of the town? Is there still a decline? How would you describe how things are going?
Well, I would say it's a natural kind of progression. I look at other college towns, and I've been to Champaign recently, I've been to Normal recently, and neither one look anything like they did when I was in college and had friends there and visited. And so I think it's natural, and I understand the nostalgia that people have about you know, these kind of iconic restaurants, locations in the city. But you know, all communities are you know, trying to continually move forward, and society changes, business models change, and we're trying to move in that same direction.
To that end, I know that the city launched a pilot program last year, which removed the parking fees downtown in an effort to try and bring people in. As the calendar turned over, that pilot period ended, and those parking fees are back in. You have to pay a meter if you want to park downtown. Can you talk a little bit about the process, what you learned, and then, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, what happened? Why do we have to pay again?
Yeah, it started out with a petition from some employees about getting free parking. And that evolved into a broader conversation about, well, maybe we should just try a pilot, because traffic in our parking lots are down in the community, and a lot of that obviously follows enrollment. And so we tried it. We tried an experiment for 6 months, and we were hoping that it would drive more traffic in our downtown, and what we saw is that it just didn't. So in our opinion, that told us that the quarter an hour wasn't as much of a deterrent as we might have thought it was. But at the same time, we still have maintenance to those lots. And a lot of people ask those questions, Jennifer, like, why do you need the revenue? And the parking fund is a separate standalone enterprise fund. And so the money that goes into that pays for striping, landscaping, the parking lot lights, meter enforcement, and any additional revenue goes into a fund for future capital improvements.
We got news over the last several days from the state that talked about the revenue that was brought in taxes in the new legalized recreational marijuana. I know that that's still an evolving process as well. Mayor Henry, you mentioned the fact that last month that there may be more opportunities, not just for dispensaries, but also for growing operations and perhaps even smoking lounges, areas where it can be consumed outside of a private home. How is that discussion going? What are you hearing from leadership in Carbondale and outside?
Well, that's exactly right, and we're about ready to bring the smoking lounge back to council and with a proposal that council can consider. and it sort of runs the gamut, but you can't consume marijuana publicly, which a lot of people don't realize. So it has to be in a smoking lounge. One of the most obvious places is the building where you purchase the product could have a smoking lounge. We could also extend smoking lounges to other facilities if we want to, but again, they have to be private to the extent, at least, that juveniles can't see people consuming the product. So it's an issue we're going carefully into. We don't, the dispensaries aren't here yet. We'll have licensees in May for sure. We have two very active applicants that we know of, and a third one that's kind of talking about it a little bit. So we'll definitely have at least one or two dispensaries in Carbondale.
Certainly something that's going to continue to evolve, and we'll keep an eye on that. I want to thank you both for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jennifer.
That's Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams from the City of Carbondale. You've been listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.